Right here from Clearwater, Florida, and right here from TantalkNetwork.com, and we are excited to be with you today. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. Along with me from Beacon of Hope Ministries will be the mother-daughter team, the famous Betty Thomas and Megan Kramer, coming on soon. We are just basking in the blessings of God in our ministry. We had an amazing service this morning. God is working among us, and that's what we want. We want our hearts to be changed. We want our hearts to be impacted. I love what our sister was saying a moment ago about a shift, because I do believe that God is in the process of caring about a shift in those of us who are ready for that, who want all that God has for us, who want to be the vessels of honor that He is calling to spread His word and to really be all we can be for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is our goal, and that is our desire. And so wherever you are today, scattered around the globe, our prayer is that this show will be a blessing to you, as was the one that just came before us, Truth Talk, and that you will hear the Word of God in a mighty way, and that it will change your life. That's what we're all about, because God is moving in our situations. He's moving in our lives. We always take time in our service at the beginning before we get going on Sunday morning to take prayer requests and pray for needs, and to also talk about the absolute many praise reports. And there are so many week after week after week. Betty, is that you or Megan?
It's Meg.
Hey, Meg. Blessings to you. The famous mother-daughter team coming on today. Pretty cool, huh?
Yes, exciting to be on with you and Mama.
Uh-huh, there you go. Well, you're like one of my kids, so, you know, yeah, it's all good.
On with both mamas.
Both mamas, there you go. Megan, God is answering prayers right and left. We're seeing it moment after moment right here in our services and in the ministry and the prayer line, and your mom is one of those that sends out all those requests. The praise reports are crazy. There's so many. I mean, God is moving.
He is. And, you know, it's just like sometimes it feels like maybe that, you know, that it gets a little stale, but it really doesn't, because God is always working on our behalf.
He sure is.
When we all unite in prayer, God moves, and He moves so mightily. And it's just, it's amazing. It's such a renewal of faith. I mean, and not that you don't have faith already, but when the Lord moves like that in people's lives, it enriches your faith.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, when we are saying, okay, God, we know this situation, it's difficult, somebody's life, and we band together and we pray and we expect God to move in that situation, and He does. And sometimes we're almost like surprised. Wow, that person was healed, or that situation did change, or like Cindy Logan's son did get the job he wanted, and a better one than he even wanted, you know?
Yes, praise God.
And we're just like, whoa, this is crazy good. Betty, are you on the line? Are you on the line?
I am here.
Hey, and you're one of those. There's your daughter.
Hey.
And you're one of those, Betty, you and Pastor Jim and Shell, that faithfully send out these prayer requests. And I'm just saying, as we start the show, people need to be using that prayer line more. Prayers at BOHMGlobal.com, because God is answering prayer. Do you have anything to add to that?
Well, he is in the prayer answering business, and God is moving, and God is moving mightily, and he is moving quickly. So if anyone has a request, I suggest that you send it in, and we will get it sent out as fast as we can, and praise Amen. God for answered prayer.
Absolutely. Woo! And so with all the things that all of us are going through in our daily lives, it is so good to know that our Lord and Savior walks through those situations with us every day, doesn't he, Megan? Do you want to amplify on that?
Oh, he sure does, Pastor. And, you know, times are tough and life is tough, but I can tell you from experience that God is always right there by your side.
He is.
Have no doubt, have no fear. He's always there.
Woo, that's a little poem, right? Have no fear. He's always there. Yes. And we're grateful that we serve a God who cares about our daily situations, Megan, because no matter what we're going through, God says, hey, I'm right there with you, and hang in there. You're going to be okay. You're going to be all right. You know?
That's right. And, you know, it's through walking through those trials that when we're tested, that we don't lose our faith. Because, you know, that's what keeps us above water, is remembering that God does not abandon us.
Right.
And that no matter how tough things get or how bleak things get, that we can hold on to that, that we know that in his timing that the answers are coming.
Oh, they are so coming. Absolutely. We're getting in the Word today, and we're excited about the Word. And we're going to be in John 14, probably run around a little bit in other places too. Looks like we will. As the Holy Spirit leads. We had a tremendous service this morning, and just love teaching and being in the Word of God with you all. If you have your Bibles, why don't you run to John chapter 14. Dear Lord, we thank you and praise you in advance for what you're going to get done today on this show. We thank you, Lord, that you know the listeners that will listen now or later on podcast. You know who they are and what they each need. And so, Lord, we just can entrust all of this to you, knowing that you take care of all of our situations, and that you know us so well that you will have the perfect songs, the perfect word coming out, and insights and revelation knowledge coming forth today to bless so many. Lord, we thank you for it in advance. You get the glory and the praise. Woo, in Jesus' name, amen. Made me glad. I love this song. I love this song. Straight from the Word of God.
I will bless the Lord for it.
Praise God. That's who he is for you if you choose to let his Holy Spirit be all of that for you. Very present help in time of need. Is he your very present help? Is he your strengthener, your standby? We're going to John chapter 14, verse 15. Is he all of that for you? He wants to be. John 14, verse 15. Jesus said a few days before he went to the cross, "If you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. And I will talk to the Father, and he'll provide you another friend." The word there in Greek, the original word was parakletos, and it meant one called alongside to help you. Wow. I don't know about you, but we all need a friend, right? We all need someone called alongside us to help us. And it says, this friend you will always have with you. He's the Spirit of truth. Talk to me about Megan. Talk to me about this, because this is who God is for us. The Holy Spirit, Spirit of truth, and always with us.
Amen. And that friend that that scripture is talking about is that God gave us Jesus.
Yes.
And that Jesus is never not there.
Right.
He is ever present. He is omnipresent, and he is your all.
Right.
And that right there is says something so powerful that, you know, you have had friends in your life that, you know, may not have turned their back on you, and they may have said something hurtful, but I can guarantee you, Jesus is the ultimate friend, because
absolutely,
he is caring, compassionate, full of wisdom, and is so forgiving.
He is. And he wants to be so much more for us than we even understand. Because Jesus goes on here and says he's going to provide another friend. And he uses that word, parakletos. And he goes, so that you will always have someone with you. This friend is the Spirit of truth. And we have been in our series, Jesus Is, for the last several weeks, and we have been here for a couple weeks on John 14, 6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the way. That's how we get to heaven. That's how we get to the Father. That's how we get to eternal life. He is the truth, and he is also the life. And so when we break this word down in the original Greek, this word, the parakletos, or friend, the Spirit of truth, is described in seven ways, okay? And not in any way surprising that there's seven with the seven fullness of God. But it means these things. And I'm going to go to you, to Betty, and talk about some of this. He's our advocate. He's the one that's like a lawyer, an attorney for us. He's our comforter. He's our counselor. He's our helper. He's our intercessor. He's our strengthener. He's our standby. And we just did that song, You've Made Me Glad. You're my strength. You're my rock. You're all of that. That's who God wants to be for each of us. And so many people don't have any idea that this is available to them. Betty, talk to us.
Well, you know, I think this is one of the great promises, is that, you know, who he's sending. He's sending himself to us, so that we can have an advocate, that we can have an intercessor, that we can have someone who is a lawyer, so to speak, that is, you know, helping us and
Amen.
Consoling us and
yes.
guiding us.
Yes.
I mean, there are so many adjectives that you could use here.
Oh, I know.
To be able to say, you know, the friend that he is. You know, that old song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And when he was going away, it was his promise to his followers that I'm sending someone in my place.
Yes.
Someone who will be able to be with you.
Amen.
And it's him. I mean, it's him in the Spirit saying, I am with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's what I guess is so powerful, is that a promise that he kept. he keeps all of his promise because he is the promise keeper.
Amen.
And they were, I don't know if they were skeptical or like, you know, they kept questioning.
Yeah, I think they were.
why I'm not going, you know, then Jesus told him, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not
right.
going to leave you like an orphan. I'm going to stay with you. I'm sending my spirit to be with you. And that's what he promises us today, Pastor and Megan.
Oh, he does. That last line of verse 17, I love. It says, you know him already. So this is not somebody you don't know. It's God in three parts, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He says, you know him already because he has been staying with you and will even be in you. So it's so dynamic to me that God's not just with us. He's in us. Megan, talk to us about that.
Yeah, and you know, that is a big difference than just someone being with you. Because when he's in our spirits, when he's in us, we have a different level of confidence. We have a different level of wisdom. We speak more eloquently. And it's, you know, you can just be a Christian. And of course, you've got Jesus by your side. But when you're a Holy Spirit-filled Christian, you speak in tongues. You have the light that shines from your life. And there's a difference about you that people notice. And it's hard to explain, but the Holy Spirit filling is much more different than just having someone physically walking beside you, because you have that effervescent spirit
that never leaves.
It's that level of comfort that like an infant gets when their mother holds it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's that comforting level of almost of a like a euphoria that when the Holy Spirit comes upon you or when you're in that moment, that it's a feeling of freedom and
yes.
peace and such. He can't even put words to it, Pastor, because there's so many different ways to feel the Holy Spirit and so many different levels, because he speaks to us in that moment with what we need.
He does. And he says in verse 18, I'm not going to leave you orphaned. I'm coming back in just a little while. The world will no longer see me. You're going to see me because I am alive and you're about to come alive. At that moment, you will know absolutely that I'm in my Father, you're in me, and I'm in you. Explain all that, Betty, while I fix this fan. I don't know if you guys can hear the noise, but go ahead.
No, but you know, when you both were talking just now, it's an increasing intensity of a spiritual awakening. It's power. I remember not having being filled with the Holy Spirit, just you know, doing a daily walk. But when the Holy Spirit came upon me,
yeah,
I received something that is unfathomable.
Yes.
You can't even imagine the feeling that you get and the power that you feel, the intensity, the essence of Jesus himself being inside of us should motivate us
yes.
to be more like him, to be more enlightened and not be so distraught and be upset, because he is who he says he is. He is I am. He will always be I am. And I am is with us always. And
he is.
It's so hard when you give us this opportunity. It's so hard to put into words like what the Holy Spirit is to us.
Right.
Because I think it's each individual of how they feel about it. I know that, you know, in testifying or doing God's work, that you have an overwhelming desire to please God.
Right.
To do what he wants you to do.
Yes.
And to do it to the best of your ability. It's cool. It's just, you know, it's that old word. It's pretty darn cool to be able to say that the Holy Spirit lives within me.
Oh, absolutely.
It's unfathomable.
And when you look at these seven descriptions of that friend, the Spirit of Truth, we're talking about the advocate. That's somebody who, you know, talks for you, you know, that stands between you and the Father, you know, the comforter. And so many times we need comfort in our lives, the counselor. We need the counseling of God's Holy Spirit within us, our helper, our intercessor, our strengthener, our standby. And so many times we are weak in our own nature, and we need what God can provide through the power of His Holy Spirit working within us, alongside us, but especially within us, Megan. We need all of this, all these attributes working in us.
We do, because, you know, it's just as humans, you know, we're gullible. We can be very immature. I mean, even, you know, and someone, you know, people consider age to cause maturity, but there can be, you know, there can be people that are considered of age or older, but yet they don't have that spiritual maturity that the Holy Spirit gives them.
Exactly. Doesn't have anything to do with your chronological age, even though.
Exactly.
Yeah. Even we know how old your mother is, and we would assume that that means she's very much wiser.
You guys old as dirt.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are.
No, but it doesn't. It makes it, and it's so cool because you can think of it too as God has a secretary, and Jesus, the secretary, he goes to the throne for us. Like,
yeah.
Hey, Father, you know, Betty and Pastor have been praying about this, and, you know, I've been interceding for them on their behalf, and Father,
right.
I'm just going to come to you this morning and say, hey, I'm hearing it too. We got to move. It's
yes.
time to move.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I like that. Because that's what he does, because he's the Spirit of truth. So we've got Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity, and Jesus the Son was describing this wonderful gift that we were all going to be able to receive, and that is the Spirit of truth, the friend, the helper, the counselor, the strengthener, the comforter, the advocate, all of this that we could all have as we realize we need all that God has for us. And we are transitioning next Sunday from Jesus is the series into a series on the book of Acts. So y'all start getting into the book of Acts, and we're going to start right in with chapter 1. And it's going to be life-changing because we're talking about the last I am here in this series is Jesus said, I am the vine, you're the branches. So we are to abide in him, and we are to draw our strength from him and allow him to walk with us, teach us, and all of that. Whoa, Betty. I mean, this is good stuff. This is the way to live. People who don't live like this are, wow, they're missing out.
Well, you know, it's good schooling. Is that, you know, Jesus wants us to be... practicing, preaching, walking, talking, arms and reaching out to people. And what better way to do it is than with the Holy Spirit is guiding us.
Absolutely.
On behalf of all humans, Jesus wants us to be at peace. He wants us to be content. He wants us to be. He wants us to be as close to him as we possibly can.
Oh yeah, yes.
And that's where the Holy Spirit draws us in, and he gives us insight. He gives us counseling. He gives us guidance. He gives us the things that we can't find on our own. You know, we can reach out to many worldly things to try to find that peace, to try to find that contentment, to try to fill that void that's in our lives. But until we become educated enough and have the wisdom and the internal fortitude to say, God, let your Spirit lead me, guide me, be the advocate, be the intercessor for me. Because I've had to do that these last few weeks. I've had to say, God, you have got to be everything to me that I need, because I feel like
yes.
that I'm failing. I feel that my faith is not what it should be, that I'm not trusting you enough. And he told me in just a few short words, you're not failing me. You just have to trust me. You have to trust that spirit of truth. You have to be able to let go and let me do the driving. The old Greyhound drivers. Let me sit back and let me drive for a change.
Ooh, yeah.
Quit telling me which way to go. Let me guide you. Let the Holy Spirit, who is, and I've used him so much as an intercessor. I think, you know, God, you are my intercessor. You're the one that is teaching me how to pray, the right words to say. But then he tells me, you know, in other words, trust me. And, you know,
absolutely.
And that comes so, it's so simplistic, so elementary, is trust me.
Right. That's
let
it.
Let my Holy Spirit do the work. Let it do the work that it's intended to do.
You're right on. You're right on. Listen to this song by Debbie Selby, an old one we haven't played for a long time, but it was on my heart. River of My Life. Everything, that's who he is. Boy, I didn't realize those words would go so perfectly with what we're talking about, Megan and Betty. But that's who he is. He's that river of our lives, and he wants to flow in us. He wants to teach us. He wants to be there with every single issue that we confront. He wants us to be relying on him. He wants us to look to him. for guidance and for our peace. And I want to go down to verse 26, I believe it is, 25. 25 of John 14. Jesus says, I'm telling you these things while I'm still living with you. The friend, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send at my request, will make everything plain to you. He will remind you of all the things I've told you, and I'm leaving you well and whole. Here's my parting gift to you. Peace. I don't leave you the way you've been used to being left, feeling abandoned and bereft. So don't be upset. Don't be distraught. And he goes on and says, I'm leaving you peace. Megan, how important is that? And why is it the world and so many people are so on the polar opposite every day of peace? Not in peace, but in chaos, in confusion, in fear, and all of that.
Well, I say this, and I don't mean this judgmentally, but if you're not walking in peace, then you're not letting that gift that God left us with carry you through your life. You're trying to do it on your own, and
right.
There's no peace. There's no peace when you are in the driver's seat.
Right.
No peace at all. And, you know, with peace, I'll tell you, comes surrender, and that is a tough thing to take on, because it's letting go of self.
It sure
is. It's letting go of what you want, letting
right.
go of what you think needs to happen. And I'll tell you from experience, that is so, so hard. Because sometimes in whatever situation that you're in, you know, just like a little kid, if it doesn't go your way, do you throw a fit?
Right.
Or do you say, okay, Lord, I'm going to figure out what you're teaching me through this, and I'm going to grasp on to the only thing that I know that I can, and that's your peace.
Right.
Because I'm going to tell you, that and your faith will be what carries you through this life. Nothing else, but the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and God, what they give us is their peace, and we have to have faith. And exactly what Jesus is saying in the scripture is that I'm leaving you with a parting gift.
A gift?
He didn't just leave us and abandon us
right.
and say, oh, you know,
there
you're
go.
On your own from here.
Right.
I'll see you when God finally decides to send me back to earth. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
No, he didn't do that.
No.
He had a greater plan, and that was to make sure that even though Jesus wasn't physically here in front of our eyes, that there is a spiritual advocate that is right within you that you can claim and use for God's perfect being.
Absolutely. And that's what he wants us to grab hold of, is the fact that even though Jesus is in heaven with the Father, the third part of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, is right here. And when you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have a measure of the Holy Spirit within you. We're going to be talking in the book of Acts and seeing how the disciples realized they could have more than just a measure of the Holy Spirit. They could be filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit. And what we're saying is we need all that God has for us, don't we, Betty? We can't be content with just a little measure, a little portion. We want all that God's got for us.
Well, that's, you know, that song and what you all have saying, we could just close the show right now. And that
right.
would be the end of it.
Said it, didn't it?
Because it's just, you know, he said it and it's done.
Right.
And if you really tear apart the scripture, it says that the friend, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send at my request,
right.
for the Message Bible, is that he gives us everything
yes.
that we need.
Yes.
It's us who choose to pick which one of those that we
mm-hmm.
want
mm-hmm.
and which one of those that we choose to use.
Right.
And it's like what Megan said about being a toddler, and we think that, you know, we live in a loveless world, that if we don't see it, if we can't touch it, if we can't be in the middle of it, that it's not happening. That's not necessarily true, because the Lord gives us the opportunity to, I'm making this more complicated than I want. He's giving us an opportunity to say, okay, God, it's what Megan said, surrender. I can't do this on my own, so So I need that peace.
Right.
I need the faith enough to get me through this circumstance that I'm in. Now, I'm not going to worry. This is surrender. I'm not going to worry. I am not going to take it back. I'm going to release it to you, Lord,
Amen.
And let you work in my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I choose. I choose that your Holy Spirit minister to me now as I lay this burden down, because I can't carry it
can't
anymore.
Carry
my
it.
Shoulders, I can't carry it.
Right.
And that's where the Holy Spirit is so gentle and so kind, is that you feel this, the blanket of peace. A blanket of warmth. Whatever your soul needs at that time, that blanket will cover.
Mm-hmm.
And he will give you what you need. We don't have to beg. We don't have to beg, borrow, whatever you want to call it. Is that, and I had to learn this these last couple of weeks and still learning to let go
mm-hmm.
and let the Holy Spirit
sure.
work. And do what's best.
Right.
Might not be what I want, but it's what's best because it's God's will. And so, like I say, we are learning lessons every day through the Holy Spirit and moving in the right direction. That's where we want to go. We want to go in the right direction. We want to go God's path.
Right.
We want what he has for us. And the way we do that, is through the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Living in us.
Amen. And we're going to go more into the Holy Spirit in 2 Corinthians in a few minutes. But in John 15, we find the seventh I am statement in the book of John. There's only seven of them. And it is, I am the vine. And then as we talk about that, it says, I'm the vine. My Father's the farmer. I'm in John 15, 1. He cuts off every branch of me that doesn't bear grapes or fruit. Every branch that is fruit bearing or grape bearing, he prunes back so it will become even more and bear more fruit. You are already pruned back by the message I have spoken. And then in verse 4 of John 15, here's what we're talking about. And it goes right into this seventh I am statement. He says, I am the vine, you're the branches. Pastor Jim preached this morning at Beacon, and he drew a little diagram on the board that was so right on about a vine and then branches coming off of that. And then from those branches come the fruit. And we are to be bearing fruit. We are the branches that come off of the vine. We've got to stay vitally united to him. And in fact, it says this so plainly right here. And then I'm going to go back to Betty and Megan both for comments. He says in verse 5, I'm the vine, you're the branches. When you're joined with me and I with you, the relation intimate and organic, the harvest is sure to be abundant. In other words, we're going to bear fruit when we are joined with him, when we are so full of God's Holy Spirit within us that we want to do the work of the Father. We want to be his spokespeople. We want to be his love in action. We want to operate in faith and in joy and all of this. And when we do this, and it says here, when you make yourselves at home with me, I'm not sure what verse that is, but it's about 7 or 8. When you make yourselves at home with me and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. So this whole thing is about God answering our prayers too, but it's about us being so united to Jesus, and full of God's Holy Spirit within us, that because of that unity that we experience with God, we can do things we didn't even think we could do. Megan, talk to us. So often we do things we can't even think or imagine we could do, but then God comes in and gives us the strength and power. He's our strengthener, our standby, all of these things, our comforter, our counselor, all of it. Talk.
Well, he does let us and allow us to do things that we didn't think we could do, because I could never have imagined that I would have survived losing a child. And
right, yeah.
I look back at that entire situation,
yeah.
and God's presence was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And God's strength that he gave me was amazing. And that's because I yielded to his will. I surrendered to his will. So the tree that we're talking about, the tree of life, we have to be connected to the tree of life, because if we don't, we don't bear fruit, as the scripture is
right,
telling
sure.
us.
Right.
Our tree is not living to its full capacity. It's almost like you put a tree in the ground and a brand new sapling, and you don't water it and you don't fertilize it. We have to be fertilized. We need the word.
We do.
We need the relationship with God. We need that relationship with Jesus. We need the relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Right.
We need it all. We can't bear fruit on our tree if we're not yielding to his way.
And when we go our own way and do our own thing and think, oh, you know what, it's okay that I haven't been in the Bible for a while, or, you know, I forgot to go to church the last 25 Sundays or whatever. It's okay. I'm doing fine. And then when our back's against the wall and we find, whoa, I don't know how to handle this. We realize, wait a minute, I do need God. And we do need a steady, it says in Deuteronomy 8:3, we need a steady stream of God's word in our lives. We need to hear what God is saying. That's why we've been doing these shows now we're in our 12th year, getting ready to do our 600th show on September 23rd. Why are we doing this? Why are we putting all this money into it? Because we believe that it's only the Word of God that's going to take our lives that are sometimes twisted and beat up and confused and turn us into the people that God wants us to be. I'm going to play this song by the group New Song, and then we'll go back to Betty and Megan for their comments. It's an old one again, Defining Moment. What is your defining moment, dear one?
Every heart, a time of real decision, when we reach the point of choosing how we would live our lives. All our hopes, all our dreams will rise up from that moment, the moment we surrender and choose to follow Christ. He's been waiting all our lives to hear us say, set before me to take this love inside my heart for all the world to see. Oh, all of heaven celebrates when they hear someone say,
going to be your defining moment when you come to the point that you realize he's all you need. Talk to us, Betty. That's your defining moment.
Well, and you know, it's our, we can't be out on our own. We can't be doing our own thing, is that we have to be part of that vine. And to be able to do that, I'd
Amen.
Like to go back and say that we need him 365, 24/7. And we have to come to that realization, is that our defining moment can only come when we're closer to the Lord. And what do you say? What do you mean by that, Betty? The thing that I'm trying to, I guess the point I'm trying to get across is that being as close to him as we can possibly be, and I've said this before, hearing his heartbeat, being able to hear that still small voice, is being able to know when your defining moment is that point in time when you it finally clicks, it finally reverbs to say, I don't feel like I'm being loved. And then you hear
yes.
the Holy Spirit say, I do love
I
you.
I love you. Right.
I love you. I love you. There is no one that will love you more than I will.
Mm-hmm.
And, you go through fire. We go through storms, whatever you call it, circumstances, is that the living water, the whatever you want to call it, the Word of God, through prayer, through praise, those are the things that help us to declare our defining moment.
Amen.
Is when we're so close to God, is that nothing can touch us, is that we have it's that willingness to win the race, to keep on going when the going gets tough.
Yes, amen.
And that's what drives us. That's mm-hmm. what keeps us going. But, we've got to keep the tank full. We've got
right.
to keep our minds clear. We've got to renew our mind, to renew our spirit, is to be in the Word, to get the praises of God before our needs. Again, I've talked about the complication that we make it, is you'll know in your knower when God has spoken, when God is true, his true presence is in your life. And it's by reading the Word. It's so important, Pastor Megan, to understand that God is, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Can be against us. Amen. So true. All that true. Megan, talk to us about this. We need God in our lives, folks.
Well, God created us in his image, and he didn't create us to walk life without him, because he created us knowing that we would have, that we could have faults, and it got worse when Eve ate the apple. And then God realized that, oh my gosh, this is really wild, I'm sure he thought, and when temptation came in, and temptation continues to try to plague us as
sure,
humans.
Sure.
And that's why we need him.
We do.
Because those temptations come from the angel that was cast out of heaven, and that is the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's why on this earth that the walk with him be a continuing thing that you try to strengthen, because
yes.
the temptations are going to keep coming. From every corner of your life, the temptations are going to come. And I would much rather be connected to the tree of life.
Amen.
Than to be a weed in the soil.
Well, there you go. We need the vine. We're the branches. We cannot be strengthened in our own selves. We can work out and we can eat right and healthy and all that, but the spiritual, emotional, mental part of us needs to be strengthened by the Word of God. We need the power of God's Holy Spirit working within us. We can't just go it on our own and hope that we can just have a better day. But when we walk hand in hand with Almighty God, when we realize that His living Spirit, the Holy Spirit, lives on the inside of us, we are just a fraction of a second away from just getting help. When we help, Sometimes that's all we can say, help or Jesus, you know? And he's right there. He goes nowhere. Talk to us, Betty. It's so glorious to walk hand in hand with him right there on the inside of us, with us and in us on a daily, moment-by-moment basis.
Well, you know, it is. It's just, it's one of those glorious days, you know, even before when you wake up and you think, okay, I'm breathing, my heart's pounding in my chest, you know, before my feet hit the floor. This is what you have said to us, you know, many shows ago, is that, what do you have for me today, God?
Amen.
What is it that you would like for me
yes,
to do?
Yes.
Strengthen me. And,
yes.
And it's simplistic. It's so simple. God, follow me today.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's just 30 seconds, God, follow me today. Be my hands, eyes, and feet.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be an
yeah.
extension of you. And he will. I mean, he will. It's so apparent that when you get up and you rush out the door, you don't even have time to barely get ready, and you rush into your day. Everything seems to be, oh, it's Monday, and it seems like Monday, but it's Wednesday. And, I mean, it's just totally constant complaining and venting and whining, and it's, what am I going to do? All right, try a day where you, before your feet hit the floor, it's just like what I said. God, Daddy God, what do you have for me today? Holy Spirit, lead me,
mm-hmm.
guide me.
Yes.
Start your day out with the sun and see what happens. It's so miraculous. Yet circumstances may surround us. But you know what? We have the strength and we have the power, because the same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead lives in us.
Amen.
That's when it comes out, and that's when you become a warrior. That's when you when you walk in the light, and you walk in the truth.
Yes.
Because that Holy Spirit is guiding you. It's
Amen.
Totally different. I mean, it's totally different.
Amen. And that's why we have this ministry on TANTalkNetwork.com, who we are grateful for. Been doing this show almost 12 years. And our Thursday night show, Megan, you want to comment on Go Yard? Last 2 weeks we've been Facebook Live. I don't know if you noticed that, Meg.
Yes, that was really cool. Because I got on Facebook and it's like, oh, look. And I clicked the link and it goes right to you guys live in the studio.
Right.
And we can see you. It's like we're right there with you.
I know. We're going to be that way indefinitely. So.
Well, it's awesome. But Go Yard, you guys have almost been on the air, 4 years?
Almost four.
At that time flies, I'm telling you.
It has.
But Go Yard is a life coaching show. And you guys named the show because that's a baseball term for hitting a home run.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the show is about, is hitting, you know, knocking life out of the park.
Right.
Giving you helpful, insightful information.
Amen.
That we all can use. And, you know, the show, you've got Dr. Angel Falzoni, and she's a licensed mental health counselor and PhD.
Yep.
And so she's got her technical view on these aspects. But then we have you, Mama Mac, with your life experiences, the religion to back it up. And it's just a very insightful show that you need to tune into on Thursday nights. Are you guys on at 6:07?
6:06.
6:06
p.m.
I was off by a minute. But you need to check out the show on Thursday nights because it's awesome.
Right here on TANTalkNetwork.com. We're in a new series about lying. And I think we're going to go with the title, The Path of Lies. We've done two shows on that. If you've missed it, go right here to TANTalk Network. Go to the podcast tab and go down to the name of the show, which is Go Yard, and you can catch up on the first two segments of The Path of Lies. Betty, I don't know if you've been listening, and by the way, Betty or Megan, if you want to call in and ask a question Thursday night, that's fine, or anybody else. We did have a couple of callers this past week, which was really good, enhanced the show. Betty, do you have a comment on that before we get to break here in just a minute?
Well, I tell you that you are both mighty women of God, and you both are adorable on Facebook. We actually get to see you
be silly.
It's really nice. It's nice to be able to see your face for a change instead of just hearing your voices.
Yeah.
And, you know, the show that you had last week, you both looked tremendous. You both sounded great. It was insightful. It was helpful in identifying some things that in our lives that we may have neglected or some things that we do unintentionally. And it was a very good show last week.
Yeah.
I am totally enthralled by the show last week. It was really good.
Well, I think this title is very good, especially in the season in all of our lives. So here we are, and we are trying to broaden our horizons. So Go Yard is gone, Facebook Live. I'm going to be doing another Facebook post this week, one morning, probably Wednesday. Our goal for those Facebook posts, you can find them on my posts, Marcia McAllister posts, or Beacon of Hope Ministries posts. Those are designed to just give you a little snippet, I guess, of instruction and help on a practical basis. Megan, you want to comment on that? We're getting close to the top of the hour, so you got about 30 seconds. So, Facebook.
Well, you know what? Your Facebook posts, to me, are like a weekly check-in. Weekly spiritual check-in for you to tune into, catch it whenever you can, but for the Lord to refresh your spirit when you listen to it, because that's what it does for me, is it's just another chance to feed my spirit so that I